What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, let's start off with business first. Of course, there will be no HMT over the Christmas weekend, and I will be out of town with the family in the mountains during our family trip / Christmas celebration, all rolled into one. However, the following weekend actually perfects the number of 350 for this year. Gentlemen, 350 videos I will have done of men who decided to take matters into their own hands due to circumstances that came because of female fuckery. Gentlemen, I know I sound very excited with this one because there's a scenario over the years that I told you I am silently, patiently waiting for. And when this scenario finally plays out, I will make sure that I get it out to you guys. And it has finally come to pass. What scenario have I been waiting for? That's right. The false alligator who met the man who put the mask on. Like the man in this article that was published on the 4th of October did. Gilroy man charged for alleged grisly offlining, dismemberment of girlfriend. Oh yeah, gentlemen. Oh yeah. A 31-year-old man is accused of offlining and dismembering his girlfriend before burning her body because she told Gilroy police that he raped and assaulted her, authorities said. Gentlemen, I told you, since we live in a society in which false alligators are allowed to get away with reporting false sex crimes that men supposedly committed with no punishment, eventually, there was going to be one man out there who was accused, who was eventually going to take matters into his own hands and put on the mask. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Alyssa Nicole Salazar, 33, reported the alleged rape and physical assault to the Gilroy Police Department on April 27th. Gentlemen, make sure you keep these dates in mind as I read them off to you. An arrest warrant for domestic violation was issued for Salazar's boyfriend, Ivan Alfaro Escobedo. Good, I caught that. Yeah, Escobedo. As police continued to invest the rape allegation. Notice, they said allegation. Yeah, she went to the police. However, did they do the proper documentation? Did they do a rape kit? Can they 100% with clear evidence say, yes, this man did this? More than likely, no. 3 months later, Salazar's sister and grandmother received threatening phone calls from a man they believed to be Escobedo. He allegedly threatened to offline Salazar and her family if she reported the grape, according to Gilroy police. Okay, so she already reported it, and now there's 3 months later, now they start receiving phone calls? On July 26th, surveillance video captured Salazar at 12:30 p.m. leaving the Steinbeck Library in Salinas. She was recorded getting into the front passenger seat of Escobedo's gray 2007 Honda Accord, which then left the parking lot. Hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right. You're going to accuse me of grape, and then you're going to meet me later and get into my car? Whoa, wait a minute. Yeah, something truly is not right with that. But as we all know, there's always a convenient excuse. Well, maybe she felt comfortable and this, that, and the other. No. If you accuse somebody of grape, that would be the last person on the planet you would ever get into a car with or even be around. But that right there, that single solitary action, in my mind, leads me to believe the allegation was false to begin with. Yeah. Authorities said that Salazar's last communication with anyone was a phone call from Escobedo's phone at 12:33 p.m. on the same day. On August 30th, Escobedo was arrested while driving his Honda Accord. Inside the vehicles, officers said they found a 9mm handgun. Additionally, there were reddish brown stains on the front passenger door frame and the front passenger seat foam. Testing confirmed that the stains were blood, and DNA collected from the blood stains matched a DNA profile for Salazar, police investigators said. A witness later told investigators that they had seen Escobedo in July at his sister's trailer located in the area of 191 Young Road. The witness stated that they observed a fire burning for several days in the barrels next to the trailer in late July. On August 30th, investigators initiated a search of the property where they discovered a barrel next to the trailer containing human bones, including rib fragments, a skull, and a hand. According to Gilroy police, quote unquote, a single source of female DNA profile was obtained from the bones, and Alyssa Salazar is included as a possible contributor. The probability of a random, unrelated individual having the same DNA profile is less than 1 in 6.7 quintillion. Based on the findings at the property, the Santa Clara County coroner declared Salazar deleted. Two other witnesses reported that they had also seen Escobedo and his Honda Accord at his sister's property around July 26th. They informed investigators that they also saw Salazar slumped down in the front passenger seat of the suspect's vehicle, appearing motionless. One of the witnesses said that a few days later, Escobedo confessed to shooting Salazar in his car, then dismembering her body in a bathtub inside of his sister's trailer, and then burning the victim's remains in burn barrels. Prosecutors have charged Escobedo with termination in Salazar's deletion. Gilroy Police Sergeant Lamont Tony said the way in which the victim was offlined was, quote unquote, definitely a violent act. Tony says investigators were grateful that they found her remains after months of not knowing what happened to her. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, I told you, one day this was going to happen. Far too many women have gotten away with falsely accusing men, and they were allowed to go on and live their life like nothing ever happened. Yet the man, once he has that charge placed on him, it is a scarlet letter that he will never, ever, ever live down. A man accused of rape in this society, that is a living death for him. Why? Because no matter what he does, no matter where he goes, that title of rapist will remain attached to his name. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the vehicle. Gotta give that a 5. Method of execution, the problem-solving pistol. Gotta give that a 5 as well. Psychological impact, the fact that he dismembered her. Yeah, you know that the investigators, they didn't take too kindly to finding her remains. So I'm going to give that a 30. And for the brutality factor, sounds like he shot her, like I said, in the car. More than likely, one and done to the dome, probably execution style. So I'm going to give that a 10. So Ivan, the terrible Escobedo, gets a score of 50. Gentlemen, I told you, eventually, this was going to come to pass. Why? Because I'm going to reiterate. We live in a society that women are allowed to consistently weaponize this false sex crime allegation against men. They know they can do this at any time, which is another reason why so many men, in my humble opinion, have resorted to being simps. Me too. Time's up. Anything that can be used as a false allegation against men, men have bent over backwards to not be that guy. Why? Because we know in the penal system, the sex crime guy, he is at the bottom of the prison hierarchy. Yeah. Hardened criminals hate rapists. They will go out of their way to take those guys out. The fact that that charge can be levied so willy-nilly against men, in my humble opinion, is another reason why so many men tread so carefully around women. And women know that they have that ability. They know all they have to do is point their finger, accuse that man, and his life is figuratively destroyed. I've always said this to every woman I know that I've become on good terms with. Whenever it comes up, yeah, if I was ever falsely accused of a sex crime, whoever did it, they better prepare to run for the rest of their life. Because if my life is going to be figuratively destroyed, I'm going to destroy her life literally. Period. Point blank. There is no mincing or mincing of words. Crystal clear. I'd rather go to jail for something I did do than for something that I didn't do. That's exactly what this man did. Mm-hmm. Believe you me, gentlemen, there will be more. Yeah. Unlike these rich guys who can settle, which is something else that I find utterly egregious. Once again, I'm going to quote Minister Jap. If justice was truly the motive behind an allegation of a sex crime, then there would be no amount of money that could be paid to a true victim. However, we know far too many women use this as a bailout. And I think it is absolutely despicable that this society does not punish the false allegator. However, gentlemen, we have a man that has finally dropped it into the ecosystem. You get falsely accused, guess what? Hey, at that point, you truly become a man with nothing left to lose. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. Do you think this is going to now become an option for a man that's falsely accused? In my humble opinion, I hope so. Because as we all know, the false allegation is literally an assassin's bullet to a man's name. And once you get that scarlet letter branded to you, your life is literally over. So yeah, more and more men, in my humble opinion, in the future, will go this route. Better to go by your own hand for what you did than to go by a woman's lies. Yep. And for you women out there who think you can continue to use the false allegation as a way to keep men in check or in fear, you need to understand this, because trust and believe, ladies, trust and believe. The power you think that allegation has will go out. The idea that feminism has put into a lot of your heads that men will not retaliate when that levy has been charged against them, that thought process has now officially gone out right along with it. Because as Ivan Escobedo has now thoroughly proved, when a man is faced with that allegation, at that point, he knows his life is over. Even if it's proven to be false, that man will never be the same. So yeah, guess what, ladies? More and more of you, when you decide to, I'm going to use the false allegation, well, when you use that, don't be surprised if you're met with the man who puts on the mask. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.